ready for the sermon?
现在我们讲道要开始。
Praise God, I've rested 1 month for the course of training, discipleship, preparation, and finish yesterday.
感谢主，我们这个同工训练的课程昨天已经完结束了。
This morning we are going to talk about a man called Daniel.
今天早上我们要讲一个人物，名叫但以理。
And let's read the Bible. Let's stand.
让我们站起来。
It's only one verse, and yet part B.
只有一节的圣经，但是是在第二部。
Let's read. 1, 2, 3.
我们一起开声来读。这违背圣约的人，他必用巧语的言语，为认识神的子民，必刚强做事。
Father, we want to know you.
天父，我们需要更多的认识你。
Knowing you, we shall be strong.
我们更多认识你的时候，我们就更加的刚强。
And when we are strong, we can do export.
当我们刚强的时候，我们就能够刚强行事。
Let us be Daniel's spirit this morning.
今天早上，使我们能够来看到但以理的灵。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
请坐。
I've never preached a sermon with one verse.
我从来没有只有用一节的圣经来讲道，这是第一次。
But I like the spirit of Daniel.
但是我非常喜爱但以理里面的灵。
When Daniel was 14 years old,
当但以理14岁的时候，
he went into captivity.
他已经被掳。
Then he went into King Nebuchadnezzar to serve in the palace.
所以他就被掳到尼布加尼撒王的皇宫里面去服侍王。
You know what was the first thing King Nebuchadnezzar did to Daniel?
你知道，但以理到王宫以后，这个王做了一件事情。
First thing.
第一件事情。
He changed the name of Daniel to Belshazzar.
他改变了但以理本来的名字，变成巴比伦的名字。
Daniel means God is my judge.
但以理的名字是说神是我的审判者。
The word B-E-L simply means the name of the Nebuchadnezzar small g, God. Second name.
Yeah.
The Babylonian name is the God of the idolatry.
进入了王宫以后呢，尼布加尼撒王就给了一个巴比伦的名字给他。
It means
名叫法尔。
It means the Babylonian God can protect Daniel.
他把他的名字换成法尔。接下去哈，就是说到巴比伦的神会照顾，会保护他的性命。
Can you see the deception spirit came from the God of Babylonian?
在这里呢，我们就会看到巴比伦王他有一个欺骗的灵。
When we are mingling in the world system,
当我们在这个世界的统治之下，
and you are given a name by your parents.
开始的时候，你的父母亲就给你一个名字。
Sometimes when you are in the world outside the church,
当你在教会的外面，在世界里面的时候，
you will come across people who give you nicknames.
有些你就会发现，有时候你的朋友会给你一个别名。
Don't receive that name.
你不要因此就接受那一个名。
So.This Daniel and his three friends went into the Royal Academy and be trained to be a leader.
这但以理跟他的三个朋友，他被掳到进到皇宫里面，在皇宫里面要受训练，成为一个领袖。
And these four young men proved to be devoted to the Lord and even to the Word of God.
这四个少年人呢，他 他们专心地读神的话语，遵行神的话语。
And they were loyal and faithful only to the living God.
他们是对永活的神非常的忠心。
And every time the palace official called Belshazzar, he said, I am only loyal to my living God.
在每一次当那个宫廷招待的人讲了这个高利小哈的时候，他们心里说，我们唯独向这位永活的神忠心。
One day, Nebuchadnezzar was in trouble.
有一天, 当尼布甲尼撒王遇到困难的时候,
he had a very unique and special absolute dream.
他做了一个很奇特的梦。
No wise man in Babylonia all caught up. Nobody can interpret the dream except Daniel. Two times he interpreted.
他呼召了在巴比伦国那些能够解梦的术士来，但是没有一个人能够解梦，除了一个人，就是但以理。他为王解梦两次。
So the pagan rulers in the palace raised him up, promote him to be the chief political advisor in the era.
所以这一个邪恶的这个王呢，他就开始训练范以理，成为了一个很特殊的人。So
Daniel and his friend remained steadfast and devoted to the Lord despite of negative environment.
虽然在这个负面邪恶的环境的当中，范以理和他其他的朋友，他们仍旧对神忠心。
Remember, they were taken into captivity at the age of about 14 to 16 years old.
记得他们在14岁到16岁那个年龄，他们已经被抓到进入到敌人巴比伦国里面。
We read just now, verse 32. But, the word but.
但是在我们读到第32节的下一段里面有说,
to show us what Daniel has done before chapter 11.
就是给我们有一个意念，知道在这一个但以理书11章之前，到底但以理做了什么事。
He did several things that display the integrity of his life, spiritual life, in the Lord.
他做了有几件事，就已经表达出他在主里面，他已经表达。
First, he says, no, I don't eat the king's food.
第一件事就是他禁止自己不吃王吃的饭菜。
Then he became strong after 10 years of partaking vegetables.
后来呢，他虽然是吃蔬菜，但是他的身体越来越强健。
Then the king decreed a law.
后来呢，王就下了一个指令
，through the council of the palace official，
就是借着在王宫服侍里面的官员定下来。
Hey, King Nebuchadnezzar, pass the law.
他就说，尼布甲尼撒王啊，你要下令。
You build an idol, but Nebuchadnezzar, King Daniel and four friends never bow to the idol.
你造了一个金像，但是但以理跟他的同伴。 他们不向这一个铜像来跪拜。
They cited that they were praying three times a day.
他们知道了，但以理跟他的朋友一天三次开窗向神祷告。
First of all, if they pray three times a day, throw them into the furnace.
假如他们继续不向这个金像来跪拜，你把他们丢在火窑里面。
Don't forget, Daniel, his name is what? The Lord is my judge.
记得吗？但以理原来的名字就是说，神是我的审判者。Light
dwells in him that he has that spiritual boldness.
因为这样子，所以呢，他里面他有属灵的胆量。He
was eventually thrown into the furnace, but came out alive.
最后呢，他真的被丢在火窑里面，但是没有被烧死，反而活生生的出来。
So Daniel is a picture of God's faithfulness in the middle of the worldly crisis at the time of Daniel.
但以理他的生平里面已经显出来了，当他在那个时代是最困难、最很难反抗的时代，但是。
To Daniel the prophet said, but the people who do know their God shall be strong.
他却说, 唯有认识神的子民必刚强行事。
Then do great things.
就越行大事。
That's the spirit of Daniel and the three friends.
这就是但以理和他的三个朋友表达出了他们的心。
So I start meditating on verse 32.
对，开始的时候，我们来看十一章第三十二节。
The first point is, what's knowing God?
什么是认识神呢？
This verse, but they who know their God and be strong shall do exploit, has only got three main ideas.
在这一节的圣经里面，有讲出了三点。 就是认识神的子民,
Number one,
刚强行事, 第一点我们来看,
Number one,
第一点我们要看的是,
there is the thought of knowing God, what we are.
这里就看到我们怎样, 我们认识我们的神是谁呢?
What you and I know about our God.
我们知道的神是谁呢?
That's why I say those who know their God.
圣经里面说,
That's the first idea in this verse.
就是在这一节的圣经里面说, 凡是认识神的人,
The second idea,
第二个思想呢, 就是,
being strong,
就会刚强,
what we are.
我们就会成为,
are we a weakling Christian?
我们今天是不是一个软弱的基督徒呢?
A little bit of storm, flat we are.
遇到一点点的风暴的时候，我们就倒在地上。
A little bit of hardship, oh, I don't want to go to cell group.
遇到一点点的困难，就说今晚我不去小组了。
A little bit of stress, oh, I got no time.
遇见了一些困难的事的时候，心情不好的事，我不去小组，因为我今晚没有时间。
That's the second point.
这是第二点。The
third point.
第三点。
Doing exploits.
就是说我们要行大事。
What do you do? What do I do?
我要做些什么呢?
This is a three main point of verse 32b.
在第32节的下一段，我们看到这三点。
So God's people are very characterized by what we know.
神的子民，人能够认出来，就是借着。 我们所知道的神是谁?
What they are and what we do.
Yeah, 我们能够做什么?
Christians has to be different
yeah,
from
我们,
worldly people.
我们基督徒必定要跟世界的人不一样。
In the matter of what you know,
就是在你所认识的事上,
in the matter of what you do,
在你所做的事上,
in the matter of who you are,
就在看你是到底是怎么的一个人,
you know God,
你们认识神吗?
You will be strong,
你必定刚强,
and only when we are strong,
当我们刚强的时候,
we can undertake exploit,
我们能够做极大的事,
that's the
在这里我们看到这个程序
Brother and sister
弟兄姐妹们,
I do not want you to know about God
我不要你只是很肤浅地知道神
I want you to know God
我要你们真真实实地
认识神 Intimately you know Him
你是很深入很亲密
If you come and tell me I know about your God, that means you're very superficially knowing Him.
当你告诉我，哦，我知道你的神，意思就是说，你只是在表面上知道他是谁而已。
But Daniel eventually said, "But those who know their God and be strong shall do exploit."
但以理接下去他说，但是。 我们假如认识我们的神，我们必定刚强行大事。
That means you are able to see when you know God.
当你能认识神的时候， 你会看到人看不到的。
Do you know that when you really know God,
你知道吗? 当你真真实实地认识这位神,
you all have that spiritual authority.
你们每一个人都有了那种属灵的权柄。
The devil has no credit in your life.
那魔鬼不能够在你的生命上占你的便宜。
You will not be tossed to and fro.
你就不会摇摇摆摆不知道何去何从。
You will not be double-minded.
你不会在意一心两意。
You're ready to know God.
你已经准备好认识神。
Mighty in your life.
在你的生命是大有能力的神。
Because God is your judge.
因为神成为了你的审判者。
It's not the idol thing that you do that can protect you.
并不是说你拜那一个偶像，那个偶像能够来保护你。
You see, King Nebuchadnezzar, the first thing he did, I changed you from Daniel to Belshazzar.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒王一看到但以理的时候，他把他的名字变成巴比伦的名字。
I can't change how handsome look you like.
Yeah. 你的外表是这么的英俊,
but I can change the spirit within you by giving you a negative 9.
但是呢, 我能够改变你的心灵, 在你的里面只有改变你的名就会改变你的心。
Be aware of this, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹, 我们要注意这一点。
It's very important
这是很重要的,
how people call you.
人怎样称呼叫你的名。
So when I ask my mom, why you call me Hui?
我问我妈妈为什么我的名字是灰呢?
她说, this is Bible name.
她说这是圣经的名字。
I said, but I don't know Chinese.
我说我都不懂得中文。
她是光辉。
我双生的, 我们两兄弟。
And because you are a twin, your brother is 光, 你是灰。
我给你的哥哥是光, 所以我称你为
So later on, I go and look into the concordance in English.
对,后来的时候我去查圣经。
We have to be a bright gradient of His glory.
所以我们必定要照出神荣耀的光辉。
So each time I read and people call my name, I say, what am I supposed to do?
那个时候，当人叫我的名讳的时候，我常常问我自己：我有这个名字，我应该是要做什么的？
So when I look at Daniel,
当我看到但以理的时候，
King Nebuchadnezzar changed his name.
尼布甲尼撒王一下子就改换他的名字， Ooh, 这个是很严格的事情。
Very serious thing.
这个是一件严重的事。
So knowing God.
所以我们认识神。
Let's go see doing exploits. How do you do exploits? There are three temptations you have to overcome
我们,
to do exploits for God.
我们为神行大事,
from what I see, King Nebuchadnezzar, he is not completely happy with Daniel despite Horsey's interpretation of his dream two times.
虽然但以理他能够替王解释梦两次，但是看起来他好像对但以理也有不满意的地方。
He said, hey, you're not Daniel, you're Belshazzar.
他说你的名字不是但以理，你的名字的意思就是说
hey, I'm King Nebuchadnezzar.
就是说 我这个巴比伦的神就是为保护你的心灵。
I build a solid idol. You have to bow to the idol I build.
尼布甲尼撒王说，我所建的这一个偶像，你必定向这个偶像来跪拜。
Did Daniel do it?
那你有照着王的吩咐去做吗？
No.
没有。
He overcome three temptations. This will also speak to us all here, including me.
同时也是对我们包括我来说的。
three temptations please overcome.
好，我们需要克服三种的引诱。
Number one.
第一个引诱呢？
Daniel, guard his position.
啊，这个当啊，他说，当你要保护着你的职位。
He know how to guard. I am a prophet of God.
他知道。本身丹尼里他知道他本身是神的先知。
I do not succumb to the change of my name.
啊，你换了我的名字，我绝对不去接受。
I am still Daniel.
我仍然是丹尼里。
He overcomes it.
他克服了这一个第一点。
When you are in the world today.
今天当我们在世上的时候。
When you are in the area of work today.
当我们在我们服事的岗位上。
You may be the head of department of certain company.
那你或许是某一间公司的部门的啊的头。
Guard your position.
你要保护你的职分。
Don't be succumbed to the negative spirit.Outside the church.
你不要受到教会外面的一切一些的引诱。
So, this is what he did.
在丹尼里就做了这一件事。
If we are under Daniel of today,
假如我们是今天的丹尼里，
he said, "Look, I'm in the king's palace. I'm very influential. Why not?"
呀，为什么我还要我不要这个职位呢？今天我是在宫廷里面。我是有影响力的人。
If I'm thrown into the furnace, I'm killed, I become useless.
啊，假如我被丢到火窑里面，我就不能够再做什么，我被烧死了。
Never think of it.
但以理他没有这种的想
法。
所以呢，他保护着他的职位。
That is the first temptation he overcome.
哎，他已经引诱，已经克服了第一个引诱，这是他的职位。第二个引诱
，He avoided persecution.
他避免迫害，受迫害。
What did he avoid?
他避免什么呢
？King said, "Anyone who refuses to bow before me will be burned."
哎，王说。谁假如不要跪拜我的王像，你必定被丢在火窑，被火烧死。
If we are modern Daniel today,
假如我们是现今的但以理，
it's better to leave than to be a coward.
呀，我们还是在带着惧怕的心，能救活着还是比较好吧。
Rather to be a dead hero.
啊，我们不要成为一个死掉的英雄。
Let's be coward. Come on, let's bow to the idols.
不要紧啊，我们就因着怕亡呢，我们就向这个偶像来跪拜吧。
The furnace looks very painful. No, if I go in, I will be burned.
呀，我看到那个火窑烧得很热呢，我必定被烧死的。
But because Daniel knew that God is his judge, God will not make his children to suffer when God is in Daniel.
所以当神是在但以理的里面，但以理他知道，神就是为他使别人的审判的神，
Praise God, he
所以他就已经克服了
第二引
诱。第三个引诱
，He did not conform to his peer group pressure.
呀，他没有符合那些同侪的意思，的压力。
The modern Daniel might say this.
在现今的丹尼里，他或许会说
，Let's bow outside, but inside we stand with God.
呀，不要紧啊，我们在外表呢，我们去跪拜那个偶像，但是我们的心仍旧跟神在一起，这不是理由。
You are, I said last yesterday, we must not compromise as a disciple.
昨天我说，我们做主的门徒，我们绝对不能够跟真理妥协。
Compromising spirit is a serious spirit.
将我们有这个妥协的灵，我们就是犯了罪。
So he not succumb to peer group pressure.
所以他没有受到同侪的压力。
Today,
今天
we start thinking.
我们要开始来思想。
Are we we are under peer group pressure of this modern time?
我们在这个现时代, 我们是不是受到我们的同伴的压力呢?
My grandchildren say, Papa, Akong, why don't you buy me Adidas shoe?
我的孙子, 他叫, 公公买那个 Adidas的鞋子给他。 我问他为什么一定要买 Adidas 的运动鞋呢？ 他说好看啊， 公公。
Because all my classmates wear Adidas.
他说 Adidas的鞋很好哦， 我的同学每一个人都是穿 Adidas的鞋哦。
But 阿公 will never buy you Adidas.
我跟他们说， 这个阿公， 我一定不买这个 Adidas鞋给你。 我们来去 Adidas的鞋店， 我们就要买鞋给你。
I buy a better shoe than Adidas.
我要买比 Adidas更好的鞋。
Inside my heart.
在我的心里面,
why are you succumb to peer group pressure?
为什么呢？你的同学的，他们都是要Adidas，你受到他们的压力呢？
My spiritual teaching is, do not succumb to peer group pressure in the school.
我的属灵教训就是，你在学校里面，你不要受到同学们。
You may say this Akong very strict.
你或许说，哦，这个公公啊太严格了。
Come here, have a look. Then Adidas is this price. The shoe I buy this is 1.5 times dearer.
我说 Adidas 是这个价钱。现在我要送给你的鞋是比 Adidas 的鞋高。
He gave me a smile from ear to ear.
我的孙子就很高兴了，因为买了更贵重的钱给阿弟。
We must make our next generation happy, but happy in the right way, please.
我们要给我们下一代的人，给他们高兴，但是我们要在好的方面，在义的方面来对待他们。
So many things our children and grandchildren can be conformed to this world. Do you know that?
你知道吗? 我们现今我们的孩子, 我们的孙子, 他们都一直在效法这一个世界。
Even you young people sitting here, there are a lot of peer group pressure that is infiltrating into your heart.
甚至在我们当中的年轻人, 你们也受到有很多外在的影响进入到你们的心灵里面。
It is still applicable today, Daniel's spirit.
今天我们人就要有好像但以理的心智，
overcome these three temptations,
能够来克服这三种的引诱。
So you must think how to buy things for your grandchildren.
所以你要懂得怎样买什么样的东西送给你的孙子们。
I always say I buy better than what you see on the shelf, the price.
我常常告诉他们说， 我一定买比你们看到的那些东西更好的。
Some of you may say, this is a stupid grandfather.
有些人说, 这个公公是傻傻的。
Don't know how to make grandchildren happy.
不懂得让孙子,
I know. I know how to make them happier, 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 and become the happiest grandchildren on earth.
我懂得怎样给他们。 快乐, 更加的快乐, 成为世上很快乐的孙子辈。
So, three temptations.
所以我们刚才看了三种的引诱。
We, just like Daniel and the forefather, we have got to be separated.
我们要好像但以理跟他的三位的朋友, 他们是分别为圣的。
Now listen, when I am be separated, I will be different.
当我分别为圣的时候，我跟别人是不一样的。
My talk is not the same as the worldly talk.
我所谈的话跟世上的人所谈的不一样。
During my era, there is called a hippie hairstyle.
在我的那个年代呢，就有那个hippie的头发。
My schoolmate, everybody, boy, you know, not girl. Girl got long hair like Claudia, that's beautiful. But boy, so one day, a mother went to the airport.
Yeah, 有一天，有一个做妈妈的，她到机场去。
Came back from America.
她是从美国回来。
then they caught up the hippie culture.
所以呢，那个时候呢，每个人的发型就好像hippie的。
And when the mother told me in the church, I laughed.
哎，他妈妈在教会，他告诉我。
He said, Brother Philip.
他说 Philip 弟兄啊。
I went to Penang Airport.
啊，我去了这个机场。
And my son.
我的儿子。
My son, this is a mother.
啊，这位是妈妈。 他的儿子站在他面前，他就抱着他的妈妈叫妈咪。
Who are you?
妈妈就问他你是谁呀？
I'm your son.
他说妈妈，我就是你的儿子。
Long hair, longer than Claudia.
他的头发比 Claudia 的还要长，那个 hippie 式的。
Our parents are paternal. Oh my God, my son. I don't even recognize.
啊，做父母的他都很惊讶，连自己的儿子都认不出来。
Why?
为什么呢？
There's a term to the hippie culture of that time when I was young.
啊，当我年轻的时候，很多的年轻人就是跟随那个时代的发型。
We have to be different.
我们必定要与众不同。
The world around us, people are lost.
在我们四周围的世界上的人都是世上的人。
The fashion changes.
啊，他们所流行的东西呢，都一直在变化。
Have you seen people here got, what do you call that? The metal here, metal here, metal here.
啊，你有看到吗？
And some young people in my school, they follow.
啊，他们的彼此耳朵都有看到那个环子，耳环。
That is the world culture.
这就是新社会的文化。
So brother and sister.
所以我们呢？
God say you must be what in the book of Matthew? Be peculiar people.
啊，在这马太福音里面说，我们要成为一个特殊的人。
I tell you one thing.
我告诉你。
If somebody tell me honestly, you are very weird, Philip.
假如有人跟我说，
the world,
菲利牧师，你是一个很怪怪的人。
I will be most happy.
啊，我一定是很高兴。
You see me weird.
啊，你看我是跟他们不一样，很奇怪的。
That means you see me different.
你看到我是跟他们不一样的人。
That's good news.
这个是一个好消息。
Don't go home.
不要回家，妈妈。
My classmate called me weird.
我的同班的学生们说我是很奇怪，因为我把头发剪得很整齐。妈妈说感谢主。妈妈说我很感谢主。
You are so different.
哦，你跟他们完全不一样啊。
They call you weird.
他说你是很奇怪的人。
Because I have Jesus.
啊，你要回答说因为我有耶稣啊。
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
Jesus is with me.
耶稣与我同在。
That's why you look at me, I'm very weird.
所以你看我好像是怪人。
So be separate.
所以我们要分别为圣。
Have you seen this animal?
所以你有看到这个动物吗?
It's called the ermine animal.
哎，这个是白毛的动物。
This ermine animal, the fur is the most expensive jacket for winter. Do you know that?
啊，这个动物啊，它的皮毛啊是非常贵重的，通常是在冬天的时候
And this hunter,
所以这一个猎人
This fur, poor expensive.
啊，它的毛皮是很贵的。
But very hard to catch ermine animal.
但是很难能够抓到这一个动物。
Our human idea is cunning.
啊，但是我们人的思想很狡猾。
You how clean you are, your fur, I can still catch you.
啊，就说不管呢，你的毛是多么的清洁呢，多么的白，我仍旧能够抓到你。
So the hunter will hide in a corner.
所以这个猎人呢，就躲在一个角落里。
And the ermine animal will come out one by one.
所以这个白毛的动物呢，它一个一个跑出来。
About a few coming out, the hunter said, "Good for me, good for me."
啊，有一几个从洞里跑出来的时候，猎人说，我的机会到了，机会到了。
The hunter tie up their hunting dog.
所以呢，这个猎人呢，他把他的狗，猎人的狗绑起来。
And the hunter will go to that hole. It's smeared with all the mud and UD. Then the hunter went to the hunting box. Only on to chase ermine animal. So when they chase, where do you go? You go to your den. Right? The moment they go near the den, they went and look for some places which is cleaner. What's the spiritual lesson for this one?
在这里呢,是有什么属灵的教导呢?
This ermine is very separated animal.
这个动物呢,它跟其他的动物是分开来,不在一起。When they find
dirt and filthiness,
当他们看到他们洞里面是肮脏的时候,
they refuse to enter.
他们拒绝不要进去。
But of course, ermine bird has got no spirit.
当然了,他们没有灵的动物来的。
So they were caught.
对,他们呢,就被抓到。
But you and I,
但是你和我呢,
we were spirit, soul, and body.
我们是有灵魂体的。
So we are the smartest animal on the whole earth.
所以呢,我们在全世界里面,我们就是最聪明的动物。
We can build a big ship, aeroplane, all this because of our brilliantness from our spirit.
因为我们里面头脑呢,我们有很多的智慧,
but
所以我们造大只的船,
please refuse the dirt and filthiness in the world.
请你们拒绝在世界上所带来一切误会的东西。
God is in you.
当神在你的里面,
you do exploit.
你就能够行大事,
you have wisdom.
你就有了智慧,
you have anointing.
你就有了恩膏,
God protect you.
神会保护你,
God is your judge.
神是你的审判者官,
to make your walk in the ways of the Lord.
使你能够走在神的道路上。
It's for your betterment.
这个是对你有好处的。对你是有好处的。
We God's people need that type of commitment.
我们神的子民,我们必定要这样子来委身。
In our daily walk with Him on earth.
在地面上,我们每一天跟主同行。
Secondly,
第二点,
take a stand.
我们要采取一个立场。
We have to take a stand not to bow to the idols.
我们要有一个立场,就是决定不向偶像跪拜。
So we have to make up our mind to take a stand.
所以我们要先立下心智,我们来决定。
What is good in the church assimilated into the spirit.
在教会里面有看到有很好的东西的时候,你就尽量的吸收在你的,进入到你的生命里面。
Yesterday I told the group here, 60 odd people.
昨天有60多位弟兄姐妹。
How do you make a good disciple?
你要怎样训练出好的门徒来?
Those who are not here, go and see those who are here.
所以昨天没有参加的, 请你们去找有参加的弟兄姐妹。
Stand against the weak. Take a stand.
你要坚立。
If the world says, "Aiya, you holy, holy people."
世界的人讥笑你说,哦,你们都是圣洁,圣洁的人。
I have people told me off in the school.
在学校,有人这样子来讥笑我。
I said, "Man, I'm holy, holy, but I will not be dirty, dirty."
我说,当我是圣洁,圣洁的时候,我不会成为一个肮脏,肮脏的人。
Fourth, be determined.
我们要坚决。
What is your determination this morning?
今天早上你决定要做什么呢?
Do you understand in the presence of the King?
你要站在王的面前。
We have a kingdom of God.
我们有了
I said yesterday to the group,
昨天我有说,
when there's a king, there's a kingdom.
假如有王的存在,
Jesus is the king of your life.
主耶稣就是成为你生命的王,
why don't you embrace him totally?
你要全心的来,
so when we are coming, overcome three temptations, and we can be separated. And we can be take a stand. And we can be determined. I don't care how my friends, when I'm young, they mock at me. What do you talk about church life? But I'll tell you one day, they will change.
我告诉你, 有一天,
brother and sister, be determined.
我们要坚决,
last part.
最后,
how do you know God?
我们要怎样来认识神呢?
Step one.
第一,
please make yourself available.
你必定要 在现场,
you look at the Bible.
你看到圣经,
when Jesus needed the boat to preach in the Lake of Galilee,
在加利利海, 湖边的时候, 当主耶稣希望有一只船,
I've been to Lake of Galilee in my tour in Israel.
Yeah, 在我已经去过了加利利湖,
I understand. Peter said, Jesus, this is my boat. And he pushed Jesus out into the Galilee, and he stand there, and that is his pulpit, and he start preaching.
对,主耶稣,彼得呢,他就把他的船带到耶稣的面前,耶稣就在船上传福音。
Peter make his boat available.
彼得呢,他愿意献上他的船,
the master in my life now can preach.
使我生命中的主人能够在公开来讲道。
You know why he need the boat?
Because
the crowd on the slope of Mount on the Lake Galilee is sloping. So when he's standing in the sea, in the lake, no viewer is around him, he can throw his voice up
the gradient. Hey,
that time when Jesus preached, Jesus knew what to consider. So he made himself available.
所以呢,
when Moses hit the end of the Red Sea,
哎, 当这个摩西他到了这个, 红海的时候,
the Moses says, 糟糕了, these million people are all killed by the Egyptian soldiers.
摩西,
no, he didn't say that. You see, God is our judge. Moses, yes, Lord, I'm here. Do you realize what God asked Moses?
你知道神问摩西什么呢?
What is in your hand?
你的手里拿着什么?
什么来的? What's that?
摩西手拿了什么?
A staff.
他拿来一只掌。
Then, when God speaks, he speaks step by step.
对神说话的时候, 他就是一步一步告诉他,
Moses,
摩西,
go to the edge of the Red Sea.
你到红海的海边,
strike the sea with the rod.
你就用你的杖来打这个海水。
The river parted. The sea parted.
在红海就分开,
if Moses, God says, you make available whatever is in your hand and do it and serve the church, whatever you have in your hand.
所以, 摩西呢, 神问你的手里有什么? 今天呢, 你的手里有什么? 你就使用那个东西, 你来服侍,
教会。 God say, oh, I have this hand. You serve lah, 师母。
你不要说哦，我这个在我手，但是我休息了，要让你去服侍。
Make yourself available.
所以呢，你必定要服侍神。第二步。
Consistency. Where do I see this in the life of Daniel?
就是在但以理的生命上,
very consistent, three times a day.
他是每一天不改变,
now we are entering 30 days of fasting. Are you consistent?
你们在30天的祷告中间，你们每一天是不是固定有祷告呢？
I can see some guilty face.
我有看到有一些人
consistently fasting before the Lord.
觉得他们没有例行这一个30天祷告。
Pray three times a day.
但以理跟他朋友一天祷告三次。 第三点。
You really know your God.
你是不是真正的认识你的神啊？但以理和他的朋友，他们都是很可靠的。
So Daniel said in chapter 2, verse 28, there is a God in heaven who reveals ministry. He can rely on God.
在但以理书第2章28节里面，但以理说，他可以信靠这一位的神，他是可靠的。
Because God is in heaven.
因为神在天上。
God, and Daniel said, God, count on me.
所以呢，但以理说，神啊，你来选召我。
So now he totally relied on God.
但以理从此呢，他就是完全的来依靠神。 And step
4.
第4点。
You need to have a quality in your life.
所以呢，我们在我们的生命里面，他们要有那个品质。
To be there with the best that you have for God. Do you come to the Lord when there's a lot of distraction? No.
当你来到神的面前的时候，你的心里面是不是有很多事使你分心？
Many people ask me, what's the best time to do devotion, Pastor?
有很多人问我，我应该在什么时候来灵修呢？
Morning?
早上呢？
Evening?
晚上呢？
You know what's my answer?
你知道我的答案是什么?
Give your best time in the day to the Lord.
你要将一整天里面最好的时间献给神。
Morning, evening, I don't know about your life until I stay with you for 1 week.
我不知道你要采取早上还是晚上，我不知道。
As long as it's the best time you give to the Lord.
除非那是最好的时间。
Am I giving my wholeheartedness?
我是不是全心来献上？
Step 5.
第5点,
intensity.
我们要有强度。
How deep do you know your God?
你认识你的神有多深呢?
The only way that you really know your God, be intimate through prayer.
你对神有增加的强度，就是你要靠着祷告。
I recommend one movie for you.
我能够介绍一部的电影给你们。
It's ending this Wednesday.
这到,
I went.
到星期三就没有了。
It is a power of intensity of prayer called The War Room.
这部的电影就讲到祷告的深度。
It touched my heart.
使我的心深深受到感动。
So these are the ways of 5 stages to know your God.
所以我们就知道这个步骤使我们能够更多的认识神。
Are you blessed?
你得到祝福吗?
Are you?
有吗?
Let's sing the last song.
我们来唱最后的一首诗。
我要请大家一起来站立起。 我们唱第3首诗歌。